house with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. No.
Yeah, that was Abby Barrett. And off her new record, CD, the title song, That Shame. And before then, we heard from America, Horse With No Name. And before that, we heard the Beatles meet Birdman City and T-Max. T-Max singing, You Got to Hide Your Love Away. We will, am I wrong on that one?
While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Okay. I've been corrected.
And we have a guest in the studio.
Yep. I'm Mike Stewart.
I'm Aaron.
And my name is Andrew Greville. Thanks for having me here, guest.
Welcome, Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
Andrew will play some great music in a couple minutes. Mike has another song coming up.
Yeah.
But Andrew has a great brand new CD coming out on Friday, Black Friday at...
So we're going to be releasing our album at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville. My band is The Gravel Project. My brother and I lead the band, and yeah, we're excited about our new record.
So we'll have more from Andrew in just a moment.
Okay.
Take it away, Mike.
Okie dokie. Here we go.
I put myself up high. I never thought that I would come down. But your gravity pushed and pulled me till my feet hit the ground.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming on the web at wmfo.org. This is What's Happening. This is the extended version. We're here every Sunday from 5 to 6 o'clock. We're extended here to another 2 hours. And we have a live guest in the audience. Live guest in the studio. And your name?
My name is Andrew Gravel. Thanks for having me here, guys.
It's good to have you in.
A pleasure, Andrew.
Good to be here.
I had the distinct pleasure to have a chance to hear Andrew play earlier today on Tracks of the Town at WMWM.
Yeah.
With Josh, and it was just, had to bring him down here today.
That's right.
So, how many albums do you have out?
So, the band's The Gravel Project. We put out an EP in 2010, and then we put out our first album, full-length album, in 2014. So, what we're about to release this Friday at Thunder Road in Somerville is going to be our second full-length album.
And that is not the same as Gravel Pit. Correct?
No, different than Gravel Pit, although we re-recorded this at Q Division in Somerville,
okay.
Q Division Studios, where Ed from the Gravel Pit works. So
this is new Gravel.
Yeah. See, my last name's Gravel as my brother, so I mean, I think we have the rights to the Gravel name.
Oh, welcome Absolutely. To WMFO.
Absolutely. So, thoughts and inspiration for creating the album?
Yeah, good question, Aaron. I mean, tons of different influences in the Gravel Project. We're huge Allman Brothers fans. For me as a guitar player, huge into Hendrix and also some of the guys like John Scofield, Jimmy Herring, a little bit more like fusion-y guitar players. But, thinking about this record, a lot of it was inspired by some of the rock influences that I was listening to in the 90s. Pearl Jam is a huge influence on me, and I was getting into bands like White Denim, Grizzly Bear, Gary Clark Jr., Doyle Bramall, all those guys when we were writing a lot of this material. So a lot of different influences. I think this is more of a rock album than our previous material.
So give everybody a little bit of a background to yourself. What you grew up listening to. I know what you listened, to put the project together, but what did you listen to growing up? Were you influenced by stuff that your parents played? Were you influenced by just what you heard on the radio, your friends, your brothers,
Yeah, so my two favorite bands growing up were the Beatles and the Cure, which, that kind of runs the gamut from a stylistic point of view, but Beatles, to me, it's either the Beatles or Zeppelin, in my opinion, for the best band of all time. It's maybe a toss-up between those two. And I was a huge Cure fan growing up, too. Love a lot of that sort of late 80s, early 90s era of Robert Smith songwriting. I've always been listening to everything, really.
And what made you choose the guitar?
Well, I used to play the piano, and this was, late 80s, and then Kurt Cobain came out, and he was playing all that stuff. And you know what? I can't play that on the piano, and it just wasn't cool for a 13-year-old kid. So
turning the piano on its side and trying to strum it? unless your name is Harpo Marx, and you can take a piano apart and make it into a harp, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, it didn't work out so well. So, I mean, I had to pick up a guitar. It was the thing to do for the grunge scene, and that's what I was listening to at the time.
And the other members in your band, your brother is a professional musician.
He is, yeah, Jordan Gravel. So he plays Hammond B3 in this band and Fender Rhodes. He also keeps the bass down in our band, The Gravel Project, which in my opinion makes it a little bit unique that we don't have a bass player. But he's also a music teacher at a private school down in Foxborough, Mass. Called the Sage School.
And I know earlier you mentioned your cousin, too.
Yeah, so we co-wrote a song together, actually. My cousin Jeff Blaney was a Nashville songwriter for about 10 years. He was originally from Connecticut, but he was down in Nashville for about 10, 11 years, and he just moved back, actually. So now he's in Connecticut. But something we had talked about over the years was writing a song together, and we finally made it happen on this record. I had some music, and I sent it to him, and I said, hey, any ideas for sort of a direction on this song? And he wrote a first verse, and from there kind of just was flowing, So we collaborated on a song called Not Alone, which is featured on the new record. Yeah, so why don't I go ahead and play that one for you? So this is just me and my acoustic right now. This is a song called Not Alone. Something like that.
And I know that on the album you have another singer.
We do. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So we have the very talented Sonia Rae Taylor doing some singing with us on that song. So yeah, the ending section of that tune especially really features her belting it out, kind of sounding very Bonnie Raitt-esque, Susan Tedeschi-esque. She's a rising star in the Boston blues scene, so very happy to have her collaborating with us.
You also have her doing it on Moonbow, too.
She does some background vocals on Moonbow, yeah.
Should we give her a listen to?
Let's do it.
Cool. And this will be Moonbow with?
With Sonia Rae Taylor doing some vocals at the end. And this is the Gravel Project off of the new album, Wishful Thinking.
Multicolored dreams, pain driven from the
Welcome back to What's Happening. I'm Aaron.
And my name is Andrew Gravel from The Gravel Project. Thanks for having me here, Aaron.
Absolutely. Great music. Absolutely great music.
Thanks, man.
And we're just discussing off air. You've got, actually you have a weekend of gigs for the celebration of the release of your new album.
That's right. So we're going to be releasing our album on Black Friday, which is this Friday, at Thunder Road in Union Square, Somerville, with an early show, 7 p.m. to 8:30. That's our big album release show. And we're also going to be doing another release show, a scaled down version up on the North Shore at the Mercy Tavern on Saturday night. That's going to be a trio where on Friday at Thunder Road, we'll have the full band.
And we get a surprise for some of the listeners.
A price for the listeners, yeah. So,
well, we can't mention prices, but the.
Oh, is that what you said?
I said you have a surprise.
Oh, a surprise.
Yes. If you mentioned that you either heard Andrew on WMWM or WMFO, you get.
Yeah, if you come to our CD release show on Friday at Thunder Road and you say that you've heard us on the station, then you get a free copy of either the CD or a free download card.
Which I think is fantastic because the music is just unbelievable.
Thanks, man.
So you have another song for us.
Yeah, no doubt. So this is a song off the new record. This one is kind of a heavier rock tune, actually, the way we recorded it with the full band. But it kind of lends itself as well to sort of a scaled-down acoustic version. So this one is called That Low Friend.
Surrounding him, I feel you hate you, but I need you. Tell me I can truly leave you.
That
really, really good. Really, really good.
Thank you.
And who today influences you?
I would say, you know, going into that song, we were really trying to do something that was along what I kind of call the Hendrix voodoo vibe, which is sort of, in my opinion, what a lot of guys are doing, like a Gary Clark Jr. these days, right? I mean, it kind of takes that, the Hendrix spirit, which, I mean, he really got from the Delta, and, you know, listening to stuff like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and all that. Some of these bands have been doing sort of modern takes on that, and that's kind of our version of that whole vibe, in my opinion.
Now, there's another great song on the album, Signs.
Yeah, Signs is one that my brother Jordan Gravel, our Hammond B3 player, wrote. Kind of explores a little bit more of the sort of jazz fusion side of the band. It's still kind of rooted in that rock vibe, like much of this album is. But you know, we also listen to bands like Soul Live and some of those bands who do the B3 thing. So this one kind of you can hear sort of the influences of Soul Live, John Scofield, stuff like that.
So why don't we go to Signs and we're back with Andrew here on What's Happening WMFO in Medford.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to What's Happening here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron.
And my name is Andrew Gravel from the Gravel Project. Thanks for having me, Aaron.
You're very welcome. This is great music. And a matter of fact, the next song you're going to do is an oldie but a goodie, huh?
Yeah, it was. This is a track off of our previous album, our self-titled record that came out in 2014. This is one called Blues for L.A.
Me in whom can I confide? take me back to Italy. My friends tell me to let it all go. It's easy to say when they don't know. It's easy to say when they don't know how I miss Italy. Take me back to Italy. I miss Italy, yeah. Take me back to Italy. Take me back to Italy.
So, have you ever been to LA?
Yeah, I've been to LA.
And how was LA?
I'm a Boston guy. I'm a Celtics guy, so I don't have much time for LA.
Well, a couple years ago, I happened to meet the on the court, the angriest man from LA, the toughest man from LA, and the nicest guy in person, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
All right.
When we won our last championship, he came into town, and you know, I'm not extremely tall, but you know, he's 7'2".
So he is.
Nice guy, though. Off the court, on the court, you know, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, back then it would have been, you know, Stone Cold, you know, Larry Bird, you know, with the, that just, and you know, you have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know, it's, you know, just stay out of his way. unless he's on an airplane. And then he ends up being a co-pilot, and that's another story. It's funny to see him in those movies. You know, the movie, An Airplane, and Airplane 2. It's just very, you know, different. But he's, like many of the athletes that have come through before, you know, they're out there lecturing and talking about different things. I mean, you know, the great Bill Russell. I'd say in his era, the hardest working man on the court. You know, there weren't many teams, but you know, he was up against Chamberlain. But, you know, it didn't matter that Chamberlain was taller. He could definitely keep Chamberlain in check.
How many championships does Russell have?
11.
Yeah, so he doesn't even have enough fingers for the number of rings he's got, huh?
And just insane. And, you know, one of them, he was a player coach. But, you know, it's, you know, we have our rivalries, like we're having, you know, Oakland's one of our biggest nemesis, you know, in football. And I know they're playing right now, but you know, you do the same thing with New York, too, you know, with the sports. But you know what? When it really counts, we all come together. It doesn't matter because sports are good to take your mind off of it but not forget. But, you know, I happened to be in New York a couple weeks ago, actually about a month ago, and went to World Trade Center 9/11. And it was just very, very, you know, takes everything out of you. But you know what? We're all together. In that, I got a chance to speak to one of the police officers and thanked him for being there. One of the firemen from one of the stations where they have a big memorial of all the people who have passed. And the great thing is we have that in common and music.
That's right.
And, you know, the great thing about music, I mean, I love the title. Why? Where did the title come from?
So Wishful Thinking is one of the tracks off of the album. So basically, we had a lineup change when my brother Jordan moved back from living in South Carolina for 10 years. We'd previously had a bass player. And when Jordan moved back, he quickly kind of took over the bass chair as the Hammond B3 player. We got rid of our bass player and just kind of restructured the band. We really felt like we had a new, very fresh kind of vibe, and we started writing some new songs. And I think the first song that really came out of this new phase of writing was Wishful Thinking. And it kind of set the tone, in my opinion, for you know, the other songs that followed. It just, it created a little bit of a more sort of rock vibe for us. So we aptly named the CD that, just because that kind of started the momentum for us.
And I've got a track lined up, Loaded Words.
Yeah, I would say this is probably my favorite track on the record. Loaded Words is a song about the just excessive gun violence that we experience in this country. And it's not a left or a right or a Democrat or Republican issue, in my opinion. It's a common sense issue, right? Every week now, it's fatiguing. It's unbelievable just the amount of violence that we experience in this country. And Loaded Words was written after one of the major mass shootings last year. And we're not typically a protest kind of band, but it was just something that I felt very strongly about, and trying to draw more attention to the fact that, you know, something needs to be done in this country to solve this horrible epidemic that we have of gun violence.
So we'll go right to Loaded Words. Enjoy. Welcome back to What's Happening here on WMFO. I'm Aaron.
My name's Andrew from the Gravel Project.
And really like that song.
Thanks.
You know, it speaks, and it speaks as a lesson, not really against those who use and carry and have guns legally and properly, but more to those who acquire them in another fashion and use them for unjust terms. You know, you want to be able to walk down the street and not worry about it, or go to a sporting event, or leave your home and have everything locked up properly to protect the kids, you know, because there are other ways to handle things. My feeling back in, you know, we're having, you know, the Iran, or, you know, even 1980, you know, with, Iran. So, you know, they want to fight, put them on a soccer field. Mm. It's a sport they know. Let them go out there and have it out on a soccer field. You know, you have it every 4 years, and every 4 years the country changes. The one who wins gets it for 4 years. I don't know, it's just, you know, I know that's a far-fetched, but it's a interesting thought. So, where people can get your music and upcoming gigs?
Yeah, so thegravelproject.com is the best place to check us out, but we're also on Facebook and Instagram and all of the social media. But a lot of good stuff on the website, thegravelproject.com. And we're real pumped because we have a CD release show in Somerville this Friday, Black Friday. It's an early show from 7 p.m. to 8:30. And we're going to be releasing our new album, Wishful Thinking, which is our second album. And then we're going to be up in Salem on Saturday at the Mercy Tavern doing sort of a scaled-down trio version of the band. And we'll have copies of our new disc with us as well. But the album is called Wishful Thinking by The Gravel Project, and it'll be out on Friday.
And if they mention they heard you either on WMWM or WMFO?
That's right, yeah. Anybody who comes to the show and says that they found out about it and heard us on the radio station gets a free copy of the album, whether they want a copy as a CD or they want a download card, free copy of the album if you heard us on the radio and you come to our show at Thunder Road on Friday.
And I'm looking at the album cover. The significance of the album cover. I mean, it's very, very colorful, very interesting, and got a lot of triangles and ovals in it, I notice. Is there a significance?
Yeah, so we worked with a friend of ours, a friend of my brother's who's actually out in California, a very talented artist, and, you know, she paints a lot with textures, and we found that a lot of the music on this record was very textural and layered, and we thought that, you know, something very artistic was going to be a nice choice for the album cover based on how we feel, the emotions we get from the music.
I mean, I like the cover. And even the touches of the back of the cover is mostly black, but there are hints of color coming through it. My thought is it lets you know that there's something underneath, something underlined under the in the music.
I like that.
Just like the last song we heard. And you have one more for us?
Absolutely. So here's an older tune. This one is called Not the One.
The sun is down on the road. Cars pass along the causeway as waves caress the shore. I left a note on your door. I miss the harbor lights and I will miss you even more. So lay myself down in the sand. I know the tides will wash me up on my homeland. I gotta keep on riding, keep keep on riding, keep on riding on. Keep on riding on, 'cause you've been great, but you're not the one. Can't help but think that we're the lucky ones. But if these become our best days, then we must have died too young. White dress lady, candy baby, I won't call your house anymore. So close your eyes and try not to cry. So lay myself down before you one last time. For so long have it, don't you? I gotta keep on riding, keep on riding, keep on riding on. Keep on riding on, 'cause you've been great, but you're not the one. I gotta keep on riding, keep on riding, keep on riding on. Keep on riding on, one more drink and then I'm gone.
Thank you.
Really, really cool. We'll be back in a moment. Got a brief tune. Back with Andrew and then Daniel. And enjoy this song. It's a great song.
She was just 16 and all alone when I came to be. So we grew up together,